No, I have a saying about podcasts. Podcasts are like anuses. Everyone has one.
Well, I don't want to say welcome to my anus.
My own personal anus.
Well, this took a turn I was not expecting.
No, that'll happen.
Oh my God. Well, it also says that you are a dedicated advocate for social justice and environmental sustainability, using your platform to raise awareness and inspire positive change in the world. Would you agree with that?
That is absolutely true. I would not disagree with that at all. I'm a really, you know, if somebody asked me, like, what's the one word that describes what I want most in the world? And my answer was equality.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? And I think, you know, much like Bob Marley wanted to heal the world through music, I think, you know, music is something that we can use across societies, across all sorts of different backgrounds.
I completely agree with that because, you know, music, as we know, it's in fact, I just wrote a song about this for my new band, which we'll talk about later.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, the lyrics are music's only vibrations, atoms creating sensations. They're all bouncing off each other. It's all vibrating sound waves, baby.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we are also all oscillating wildly. Our little molecules are all going all the time. And to a very small being or thing, we don't even exist. It just passes through us like we're not even here. You know, like subatomic particles and all that. But certain pieces of music, you know, if you played the Barbara Adagio to anybody in the world, I'm convinced it would evoke an emotional response.
Yes.
You know, regardless of what your musical culture is, or it's just something so utterly essential. And that's the beauty and the mystery of it for me. That's what I love about it.
Absolutely. Realize that in human history, music and dancing likely formed before we ever spoke any language. And
sure.
And music, and putting lyrics aside, but music itself can convey really nuanced emotions that language just can't do.
That is, well, and also it cuts deeper, again, for that sort of that same reason, that just vibrations, you know, everything is vibrating.
Yes.
And I mean, okay, our vibrations are on a larger scale than, you know, little atoms and things like that whizzing around, but it's all the same principle.
Yeah.
You know, I had a lot of discussions with George Russell about that, and we agreed. You know, we just think it's a primal force.
Yes, yes, it's inherent within us. It's such a shame when I see a defunding. And you're right, the arts is always the first thing that gets defunded.
Well, remember the immortal words of Dominic Cummings during the COVID, tell the ballerinas to get to the back of the queue. And that wasn't about ballerinas. That was about everyone involved in the arts. You know?
Yes. And, you know, and if we want to try and be better thinkers, more creative thinkers, we need to embrace our creativity. When we have a creative endeavor, it makes us more creative in everything that we do.
Sure.
We really want to encourage that. And I mean, you know, I was thinking about how in the span of human history, the amount of time that we have had recorded music is just, it's just the tiniest little dot. So if you think about it, up until the last, you know, however many 100 to 200 years that we've had the capability to record music where you could listen to music on demand. Before that, you had to make your own music.
Exactly,
so most people
exactly.
Learned how to play an instrument, learned how to sing.
Every house had a piano.
Yeah.
You know, no, it, like even, I can't say like the very poorest households, but You'll constantly see, let's say, on Facebook Marketplace or eBay, oh, I've got this piano. I don't know what to do with
You
it.
can't give
Come
them
and take it
away.
away. I
Yeah.
know. I know. And everybody had that. You're right. Absolutely right, Ashley. And
Yeah.
now it's, in a way, there's a kind of return to that sort of thing. And that's happened over the past, well, I was going to say 20, but really it's 30 plus years. And that's the ability for people to make music using computers at home.
Yes.
But that, there was a great big old gap in between, like, let's say the Victorian era parlor, where we sat around and everybody could play a song and everybody would sing a song, to, kind of after that, it became a specialist career to be
Yeah.
a performer. But the democratization of music production and the accessibility to those tools, every Apple computer ships with a program called GarageBand, and you can put together something in there.
Yeah.
And for people who do that and say, "Oh, I like this," you can get quite far with that free program. And then the step up is a what they call a digital audio workstation. Like in my case, I use Apple's Logic. Well, that program contains £100,000 worth of equipment, and it costs $199.
Wow.
And you, I mean, I make, I have been making professionally releasable records with the absolute bare minimum of equipment, because I did train as a musician. I know what I want, and I know how to make those sounds and to make what I want happen, in my speakers. There's a little, in a way, is a kind of a return to that thing.
That's a very good point. That is a very good. The creative process doesn't work well when there's lots of deadlines and
Yeah,
stress
well,
involved.
it can, but you have to approach that differently.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a saying or a thing somebody said to me once: inspiration is for amateurs. Meaning,
I like
like
that.
sometimes you don't have time to sit around waiting for Jesus to send you a melody. Do you know what I mean? You just got to get out there and start digging.
Yeah.
And I like that. I like
Yeah.
that challenge.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think also the fact that you've really diversified, you've done so many different things, and even, not just in different eras in your life, but even at the same time, you're doing, vastly different types of projects. So
Well, that's always been my thing. It's basically, if you can fit a me in there, I'm in. Whatever it is I do, but if it's singing or producing or playing brass or arranging or whatever. I mean, I have to say now I am fearless, and I'll take anything on, mate. You want me to write a symphony? Let's go. I'll have a go at it. I'm not saying it'll be great or even good, but I'll put my heart and soul into it, and you will get something at the end, which you'll be able to listen to and probably not vomit. The old fail to prepare, prepare to fail. It's real. That's a real one. Take
Yes.
that one, kids.
That is a great one.
Yeah, it totally is. That's
Yeah.
military, but it's completely on the money. There's a
Yep.
lot of, I was in the army, and I'm gonna say, my mother was extremely pragmatic, and I inherited some of that from her, perhaps not enough. But there's a streak of real hardcore pragmatism that runs through things like the military and the police and all that, which I find admirable, and I definitely took a lot of that with me.
Yeah.
That it was not a bad experience for me, even though I'm a free thinker, clearly a liberal, all that stuff.
Amazing.
It's
Yet
good to get brain whipped. This
is the
sometimes.
thing. There's value to be found in so many different things that aren't necessarily where we are, that, we can still extrapolate useful things,
Yeah,
which is why
absolutely.
it's so important to stay open. So it's beautiful to hear you say that. I love
Yeah.
that.
I mean, I guess another central thing that I believe is that nothing is a waste of time. Nothing is a waste of time. You are always learning something.
Yes, yes,
You know,
yes.
there's always, even if it's, I'm never going to do that again, you've learned something.
Yes,
You know?
exactly. And sometimes you
So.
do have to experience that. I'm never going to do that again, to know it fundamentally, to make sure that you don't. That's right. And you can feel the weight of your body sinking into the earth, grounding you and connecting you to the present moment. And as you continue to breathe deeply, bring your awareness to the different sensations in your body right now. You can notice any areas of tension or discomfort, and with each breath, imagine them melting away, leaving you feeling light and at ease. Good, that's right.
Study.